Hello, this is Beyond the Bookshelves, a Scott County Public Library podcast. I'm Kara.
I'm Minya.
And today we are talking about library services.
Yes, a very important topic.
Yeah, we teased it last time that we were going to talk about this.
Yes, and it bears repeating because me doing this for 5 years and we still get the same questions.
Yep.
Even after 5 years of promoting services, just about every chance we get.
Yeah.
So we are now doing podcasts, so maybe you can hear us actually promoting it.
That's right. If you don't have, if you don't have time to sit and scroll through our entire website to learn all the different things that we offer, maybe you can just put this on in the background while you do some dishes or laundry or drive and let us tell you about all the wonderful things that the library has.
Yes. So we're going to kick off.
Okay. So our first one is curbside pickup service. And this was something that was kind of born out of the pandemic, I think, to where, you know, we couldn't really see each other and you couldn't come to the library and browse our shelves and stuff, but you could still look at our online catalog. And it's something that has been so well liked and so well received that it's still here a couple years down the road. So basically what this is you can go onto our website and look at our online catalog, or you can use our brand new app, MyLibro. And you can find the book that you want on there and reserve it for a curbside pickup. What that means is you can just drive up to our back door to where there's a sign that says curbside pickup, call us, let us know you're here, and there you go. We'll bring your books out to you.
Yeah, it's that convenient. It's absolutely that convenient. It's so convenient that even after the pandemic, we're keeping it because it's still being used quite a bit from our patrons. To be frank, we still have patrons that are a little bit still weary about coming out because pandemic, even though it's no longer pandemic, it's still around. The COVID is still around.
So, still around. And you have people who have weakened immune systems or maybe, you know, and maybe it has nothing to do with COVID. Maybe you're just busy. You don't have time to come in and browse, or you have other reasons that you can't get out of your car, and whatever that may be, we're here to help.
Yeah, I can certainly see where if you're a mother and you had a baby on the back seat, well, you're certainly not going to leave the kid in the back seat. Hopefully not.
Hopefully not.
So it's very convenient for us to just bring the stuff to you. So pickup service, keep that in mind. So next one on the list is porch delivery service. Mm-hmm. Now this is goes above and beyond because now you don't even have to come to us. Now we're going to come to you. And it is mainly targeted to what I think we considered as being homebound. That could mean several things. And, you know, one being maybe you're injured and you can't get out to come to the library. Or maybe, you know, you no longer drive and you still want library services. So, you know, in this case, you can just call the library and just, what is it that you need? What can the library bring to you? So just call our outreach service and they can help you set up whatever you need, and they will bring it to your door, literally bring it to your door and drop it off for you.
Yeah, pretty awesome.
And guess what?
It's free.
It's free.
Be prepared to hear that a lot. Okay, so our next one is one-on-one assistance. So this is kind of a broad service. This is basically where you can give us a call here at the library, or I believe you can also go through our website and there might be a registration form on there. But basically what this is just if you're needing a little extra help, whether that be through, for example, technology, we have lots of awesome e-resources, whether it be online books or our e-resources like learning a different language with Mango Languages. If you're wanting to learn how to use those, but you're a little intimidated because they can be a little confusing, you can set up an appointment to learn how to better use those. Or it could be something unrelated to that. It could be you need help with a resume. It could be you need help with exam proctoring. We have lots of different services under that category.
Yeah, and it's not just in person either. And if you're not comfortable coming into the library, our staff would be more than glad to set up a virtual event to where you can communicate through computer or on your phone, however you want to do it. we'll do whatever we can to accommodate that service.
Definitely.
To where you can learn from us. So unbelievable reference there. So I think we all agree. We're about to talk about next service that is probably our most popular service.
Yeah, I would say so.
Because in other places, this is charge service.
Yes.
And what we're talking about is notary service. Mm-hmm. And it is, once again,
free.
Free notary service. It's just about every day someone is asking, do you have notary service? Mm-hmm. And we always comment saying, yes, we have notary service on staff.
And then immediately the next question is how much is it going to cost me?
And we say, it's free. So there's some things that we want to alert you before you come and get this service. Mm. You know, this information is on the website. So, you know, it asks that you schedule appointments at least 30 minutes prior to library closing so that we can make sure we have a staff here and we have the time to do the service for you.
And an appointment is a loose term because you don't really need to go online and set up an appointment or anything. You don't need to call like days in advance to try to get your appointment. That's just correct. Call and make sure that there is a staff member here who is authorized to do the notary service. Yeah. That's really it.
Yeah, and most of the time we always do. We mm-hmm. always have someone that's
most of the time.
Qualified to do that. Also, make sure you bring some kind of ID with you. Whether it be a driver's license or passport, so that we can identify that you are truly who you are. And the most important thing, if you have that document, please don't sign it. Mm-hmm. Please don't sign the notary, because in order to be notified,
mm-hmm. right.
we have the notary staff must see you sign it.
Right.
So if you sign it, they're not going to help you to notarize that form.
Right.
So just keep that in mind.
Our next one is a service that we are actually using right now to bring this information to you, and that is our recording studio, which is a really, really awesome service that might be my favorite, and honestly, I think it's underused.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, really awesome. We've got... I mean, this is a professional studio here. We've got the sound panels on the walls to make it sound nice and pretty. We've got a green screen. We've got a camera. We've got the nice studio microphone.
Yeah.
We have the recording software and the track controller thing. Can you tell that I don't know this stuff?
Mixer.
The mixer. Yes, if you have questions, contact the technology department.
Yes, please do. But you can actually go online to see individual pieces of software and equipment that is in this room to assist you in whatever you want to use.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm pretty certain if you were to buy this on your own, you're talking about thousands and thousands of dollars expense.
And guess what? You don't need to do that because it's free.
Free.
But the only catch is that you have to make sure that you take our recording studio orientation, mm-hmm. which is not difficult. It happens twice a month regularly. And you can also contact the technology department if you need to set up an appointment outside of those times. Yeah. But it's not difficult. They'll walk you through each piece of equipment, how to use it, and then they will put a notice on your account with your library card that says you are authorized to use the recording studio when you need it.
Yes, yes, it's that simple. But it would be tremendously helpful for you to take that class so that you can use all these equipment that's in this room. So next up, faxing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for those of you who's used to doing faxing at the library, you used to come to circulation desk to do this. It has now been moved to the technology hub. Just keep that in mind. Circulation is no longer doing this. So it's at technology hub. Really, nothing has changed. It is still 25 cents a page. Oh, no. Let me rephrase that. First five pages are?
Free.
Yeah, it used to be not free, but now first five pages are free.
Plus your cover sheet.
Plus cover sheet. And anything after that is 25 cents.
Right.
Faxing. You can come to the library and do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's pretty awesome.
Yep.
And our next one is something that I kind of touched on earlier a little bit with that one-to-one assistance. So this one is exam proctoring. So if you know someone who, for example, maybe you've gone back to school or you know someone who is currently in school, whether it be grade school or college, this is a great service because if you need to take a proctored test, you never know whether your educational institution is going to be available when you're available. You know, they may only be there Monday through Friday, but here at the library, we're open 7 days a week. So you can make that appointment, and it's a lot more accessible.
So convenient. So convenient just to have this kind of service in your community. So next one on the list, copying and scanning. Library has both of these. Just know that anytime there is a cost associated with any of our service, it's usually dealing with supplies.
Mm-hmm.
Not the service itself. It's usually just replacing the supplies. So copying and scanning is about the paper and ink. And we're only charging very minute cost for these. So black and white is 10 cents. Both sides, obviously, if you do two sides, is 20 cents. We also do color. That is 25 cents for one side and 50 cents for the other.
Mm-hmm.
The scanning part, to use the scanner that is located at the library, that is free. And both of these equipment is available in the technology hub.
Yep. Our next one is another one of my favorites. It is the preservation station. Now, this is really a unique service, and it's actually in the Kentucky Room, which some people, I think, don't even know that the Kentucky Room exists.
Yes.
The Kentucky Room is our little area. It's like a mini library all on its own, and it's just books about Kentucky or by Kentuckian authors. And you can find it close to where we're at in the recording studio, kind of tucked away behind the main desk. And so the preservation station is where you can bring in those old family videos or old recordings on cassettes, VHS, all that good stuff. And you can actually take those memories and transfer them onto something that's easier to watch, easier to use, and easier to keep up with, like a CD or a DVD or a flash drive.
All right. And most of the things that that Kara just touched on, our kids probably don't know what they are, right? Because they're so old with VHS tapes and cassettes. You tell your kids that, and they'll probably just look at you like, what are you talking about? This is one of those services that will cost you hundreds of dollars if you have professionals. You go and get this done professionally.
Mm.
I will tell you that it is time-consuming. You can imagine you're taking an old equipment and transferring them into a new device. So it can only record as fast as the longest tape you have.
Right.
So if you got a 2-hour recording, well, it's going to take you 2 hours
mm-hmm.
that you have to kind of sit there and wait until it transfers. So there's really no quick way to do this that I'm aware of, other than that you just have to know that it's going to take some time on your part.
But hey, on the bright side, you're at a library, and there's hundreds of books you can read to entertain
That's
yourself.
Correct. So take advantage of that. So next one is also, again, going back to Technology Hub, computers. We have lots of computers here at the library for you to use for free.
Mm-hmm.
We have both PC bays and Mac computers that you can use. And it is kind of one of those things where you can come and reserve for 2 hours at a time. Now, granted, you could be probably there all day if no one's behind you. Mm-hmm. If no one is requesting to use that computer, most likely you can be on that computer as long as you need.
Mm-hmm.
But it is based on 2-hour limit time, I think, and just to give other people a chance to use it in case there is a long line.
Right.
But it is here. If you don't have a computer or maybe your computer is having issues at home, come to the library, and you can use either the PC or Mac computers at your leisure.
That's right. And just kind of piggybacking off of that, we also have printing, obviously, from those computers, but we also have printing from your mobile device. So if you have a document that maybe somebody has sent you via email, or you have pictures or some kind of other information on your device that you need printed, you can actually send that to an email that we have specifically connected to our printer. And then that way you can print directly from your phone, which is pretty awesome.
Yeah, it is. And just to, you know, I think this is just a little bit more involved. So there's a PDF document that I think it would help for you to read to connect your devices to our mobile printing. We strongly encourage you to go to our website and click on that PDF to kind of read the, you know, the list of things that you need to do to make sure that you're able to mobile print.
And while we're on that note, everything that we're talking about right now can be found on our website under the Services tab.
Under the Services tab, yeah. So next on our list, which I think is very unique, and it's unfortunately, it's kind of hidden. Mm-hmm. It's 3D printing. Yes, I said that correct. 3D printing. We have that here at the library. You just can't see it because it's in the technology
staff area.
Because right now, you know, it's kind of hidden, and we're trying to change that currently to see how we can be a little bit more visibility to that.
Yeah.
But just know that we do have this service. And again, we're only charging for the supply, not the use of an equipment. It's one of those things where you bring in your program to the technology personnel, and they will hook you up in it's a special, what they call STL format.
Mm-hmm.
And they can print up to 10 by 10 by 10 piece. That's pretty big, 10 inches.
Yeah.
I'm sure that'll take a while, but the supply, the charge on this is 10 cents per gram is how they measure this.
Right.
Again, you can go to our website and to read more about it. I know there's a page that lists on some of the specs on it,
mm-hmm.
To give you a little bit more information, but we do have it.
It's pretty awesome.
Yes.
All right. Our next one is lamination, which I know is very glamorous. So we have a couple different options when it comes to lamination, and whether that be if you need to laminate something small, like business card size, we have that. And those are 50 cents for those pouches. And just a reminder, I think the library staff would want me to throw this in here. Please don't bring your Social Security card to the library to try to laminate that. I think a lot of people think that that's a good idea because obviously you want to protect that. It's important. But it can interfere with some of the scanning situations.
Yeah.
Just don't do it. It's not a good idea.
Yeah.
So forgo that one. But we have those business card pouches if you need some other card, you know, laminated. And then we also have your standard printer paper size. That is $1. And for large jobs, whether that be like a poster or something else you need printed, maybe you're a teacher, you're going to use something for your classroom, those large jobs are $2 per square foot.
Yeah, that's, I think our large rows are about 3 feet wide.
Mm-hmm.
But it can go as long as from one end to the other.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't suggest it.
It's going to get a little bit pricey. I would say that our laminating service are one of the pricier services, but again, it just comes down to the library being able to supply the service and restock on those supplies.
Yeah. Before we move on to the next one, let me go back to 3D printing. I forgot one of the more important legal matters on this. Just make sure that when you're making something, it's not copyrighted materials.
Yes.
Like you can't be creating a sheriff badge or some unidentified government official ID or something. Just know that we will not print those kinds of things for the library service.
Use your best discretion.
Yes.
You know, because we cannot print things that, you know, obviously
is illegal.
Is illegal or inappropriate or anything along those lines. Just keep that in mind that we have certain limits that we might turn you down if you bring something in like that.
Yeah. So that's the services that we've just got through talking is all under services tab on our website.
Right.
Each and every one of them.
Which is scottpublib.org.
Scottpublib.org. And some will go into more details, but we're doing this so that you can actually hear us, so that you don't have to read this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So, to finish off, that doesn't have, it is related to service, but a different kind of service.
Yeah.
It's called Summer Reading. Yeah, it's up on us. June and July is about to happen, and we want to tell you a little bit about what's happening on our summer reading. That begins in Sunday, 6-4 at 1 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
That's our official kickoff.
Our kickoff party.
Yeah. So this year, I'm going to read some stats.
Okay, give us the stats, Vin Young.
Yeah. So we have a total of 170 programs in June and July.
That's crazy.
It is crazy. I don't know how those librarians do it.
I don't know.
So to break it down, children's services, they have 89 programs scheduled for June and July. Teens, there are 22 programs in June and July. Adults, there are 59 programs scheduled in June and July. Now, granted, there is some programs that are repeated. That is to give everyone a chance to come to some of the more popular programs.
Right.
So you can attend, if you can't attend in a daytime, you can come to the night one.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, it's an amazing, amazing amount of programs.
There's so many that literally everyone could find something that at least is somewhat interesting to them.
Yeah.
Everyone can find something they'll enjoy.
Yeah.
So make sure that you don't just let the kids have all the fun this summer. Because we've got lots of awesome things.
It does. And the kickoff, you know, you're talking about, we'll have Balloon Guy here. We'll have prizes to give away.
Live music.
Live music that Nero's Fiddle. Wow, that didn't sound right. Nero's Fiddle. At 2 p.m., we'll kick off our music concert to kick off the party. Then, again, there's all kinds of things happening that day. So make sure you don't miss that.
Because the other big thing that's happening that day is you need to pick up your reading log.
Yes.
That's the other big thing about the summer reading kickoff party, because that summer reading log is how you can win prizes.
Absolutely.
The summer prizes and coupons for local attractions, things around Kentucky that you can do this summer as well with your family or friends. And then at the end of the summer, you can bring that reading log in and you can get a free pool party pass to our end of summer party.
Yeah, it's at Syphilletta Park,
mm-hmm.
Swimming park. And it is by far probably the most anticipated that everyone looks forward to after their summer reading, because who doesn't want to go to have a party of their own at the pool party?
Yeah, and the awesome thing is it's just for the library and
just
for participants of summer reading. So, you know, maybe a little bit less crowded than it would be on a standard day, if you're lucky.
Yeah, I just hope it doesn't rain.
But if it does, we have a rain
But date. If it does rain. So the time on this is Friday, 7:28 from 7 to 9. And just like we said, if it rains, then we'll kick it back next day, Saturday,
mm-hmm.
from 7 to 9. Mm-hmm. So be sure to fill in those reading logs and turn those in. Yeah. And
summer reading goes all the way through June
day.
And July. So make sure, you know, if you miss our summer reading kickoff party, please don't think that means you've missed your opportunity to participate, because you can come in anytime through the end of July. Even if you're hearing this right now and you have great intentions and then the next thing you know it's July 20th and you haven't gotten your reading log, that's okay. You can still come in, get your reading log some time reading this summer and come to that party.
Yeah. Just do your best to try to get that done. So next podcast, we're hoping to maybe have we're going to speak a little bit about outreach services, because we think it's important. It's amazing what these outreach services staff can do on their bookmobiles and expressmobiles. And we hope to have somebody from that staff to come and talk a little bit more deeper about what all they do and to share so that you can take advantage of our outreach service and how it can help you.
They do some really awesome stuff over there. I mean, they are all about serving the community that the library is a part of. Yeah. It's really awesome.
Yeah, and just so you know, we recently got a new Expressmobile. So if you're used to seeing blue Expressmobile driving all through Scott County, that has changed. We now have a white vehicle. It's Chevy Equinox. And if you see that coming up your driveway, don't think it's a stranger. We just have a new vehicle. If you have a porch delivery schedule.
Yep, it's got our big logos on the side, so you'll know it's us.
All right. So keep that in mind. But next podcast, we hope to get with Outreach Service. So last but not least, I am sad to report that this will be Kara's last podcast.
Yeah.
Because she is moving on to better her career by spending her time trying to promote her own business.
Yeah, it's exciting, but I'm really sad to be leaving, and I've had a great time working here at the library and doing this podcast, and just it's been wonderful, and I can't speak more highly of the library, and I know that whoever comes in next will do a great job.
Yes.
So next time when you come back, and tune into this podcast next month, you'll hear a different voice.
Yeah, but just know that you'll be so terribly missed.
Oh, thank you.
And I want to thank you for joining me on this last podcast.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here. Okay, I'm done.
Okay.
I don't want to cry.
So.
That's it, though. So make sure you come back next month. And again, keep all those library services in mind. We know everybody's super busy, so if you ever forget what we have, just go to our website, or you can listen to this podcast again.
Absolutely.
And we'll catch you next month.
All right.
Okay.
Catch you guys later.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Beyond the Bookshelves is a public library podcast produced by the Scott County Public Library in Georgetown, Kentucky. Editing is done by the marketing team with special assistance from the technology department of the Scott County Public Library. Our theme is Happy Day by Stock Audios on Pixabay Music. Check out our library app, MyLibro, on the Apple App Store or Google Play. If you want to learn more about the Scott County Public Library, you can visit our website at www.scottpublib.org.